Welcome back to the podcast that makes you faster. It's episode number 6 of the Swiss Insight podcast. And JP, how are you?
I'm good. We've had in Glasgow this week the Cycling Track World Championships, and released has been a new Canyon track bike, Swisside has been heavily involved in. And this is the topic I believe we are going to jump into today.
Yeah, true. And it's not only a partnership with Canyon, it's partnerships with different brands, and we're building so many things, and we have to talk about a lot, I think. But let's start with the Canyon Speednext CFR track and dedicate this episode to the knowledge and services we offer to our partners. So first question, what was our role in the development of the CFR track?
Yeah, so not sure if people know, but we've been working together with Canyon for over 5 years, supporting them with aerodynamic development on their bikes, and also with athletes and so on. And actually, the current lineup of road cycling bikes has been all developed in collaboration with Swisside. The Aero, the Ultimate, the current Speedmax time trial and triathlon bike, and as I mentioned before, this week was, or last week, the new Canyon track bike was launched. And this is a very special bike because it's, obviously the main topic of this bike is to go fast, and aerodynamics is, 85 to 90% of the total drag or the total power usage on such a bike. So it's all about aerodynamics. But as we'll hear in a minute, it's also about stiffness. It's also a very special project for Swisside because it's the project where we've been the most heavily involved. So it wasn't just aerodynamics, it was also structural optimization and actually also the wheels, all the way down to the tires. Yeah. So we can jump into all of those topics today when we talk about this fantastic new bike from Canyon.
Yeah, cool. So let's maybe start with the wheels. Let's start from bottom and go up to the rest of the bike. But it's super interesting because I saw the bike for the first time, and it looks so pretty fast.
Actually, it's a good point. We can start at the wheels. It is interesting because we, in our whole concept studies, what we discovered, of course, for a track bike, a pursuit bike, it's a disc front and a disc rear wheel, and you've got different installation widths, and so it's it's a complete new development. And what was actually interesting is we discovered, without getting into the intimate details, but you needed a very narrow front end of the bike for aerodynamic reasons. And actually, for this bike, the front wheel has a 40 millimeter wide installation width. So the hub, as it goes into the fork, is only 40 millimeters wide, and the fork is almost touching the wheel. So this is done for aerodynamics reasons. But then, of course, it comes with a massive structural challenge. And it's important to say, in this project, Swisside developed the entire wheels, and not just the shape, but also the structure. We also did the production, entirely managed by us at Swisside. Hubs developed to the specification we needed by DT Swiss, and it's a part of the project where we were obviously intimately involved because we delivered a finished structural rideable product to Canyon in this respect. And so obviously with a 40 millimeter installation width on the front axle, you've got a massive stiffness challenge. And there was a big contradiction, well, not a contradiction, but a big challenge posed to us, because the riders wanted a higher stiffness than you would have with a normal 100 millimeter wide front wheel installation width, yet with this disc. So we had to resort to really high modulus carbon fibers, quite expensive materials to achieve the stiffness, but we did, and it's a fantastic result. And maybe an important topic to mention here is, traditionally on the track, it's always been about tubular tires glued to the rims. very, very, very early on, we did a big test on the track with tubular versus clincher tubeless wheels, where we had identical wheels in both tubular and tubeless setups, and we did back-to-back tests, and we saw huge differences in the performance between. And obviously, for tubeless clincher being the big winner in this case. So,
in case of what savings? Or
watt savings, yeah. And we were talking over 20 watts of watt savings in terms of rolling resistance.
That's alone. The number I wanted to hear.
So aerodynamically, it's also a performance benefit. But in rolling resistance, we were talking 20 watts at the test speeds, which was 50 kilometers an hour. So it's huge. People might be surprised, but don't be, because it's all about performance and we question everything in such a project. We don't take anything for granted. This bike has wheels which are tubeless clinchers and not tubular tires. So yeah, that's the story behind the wheel development. The rear is a little bit more straightforward because it was a 110 millimeter, I think, 120 millimeter installation width, the standard, and of course we are able to adapt, from our normal road disc know-how, building our road discs adapted to suit the requirements for the track bike. But again, tubeless clincher wheel setup. And also there is also a version that has an open front wheel for normal track riding, which is based on the 80 millimeter Hadron DT Swiss wheel. And that's also produced then with a different fork with 100 millimeter installation as well. So the bike comes in those two options. But they're the wheels. But then, of course, there was the big development on the actual bike itself.
Yeah, let's talk about the frame.
So it's probably a good point that we started with the wheels because, as we discovered in our concept work, we needed this very narrow front end. And so, of course, that set the tone for developing the rest of the bike. Very early on, we settled on this 40 millimeter installation width and this very tight setup, although we tested all sorts of concepts in CFD at the beginning. Although I mentioned before, this is a project that's driven by aerodynamics. At the same time, stiffness is extremely important. And so what we offer, and not just in this project, but in all of our projects, people think, Swisside is an aerodynamics brand, and we are, in that that's our main focus because that's where the performance comes in cycling. Aerodynamics is by far sort of four times most important performance parameter. In this case, it's really almost 10 times more important than any other aspect. But stiffness stiffness and weight is also consideration, and particularly the stiffness for a track bike, because when they put the power down, and these athletes are putting huge, over 1,000 watts of power down sometimes, you need to have the stiffness in the frame, in the wheels, in the whole system. So when we're developing a project like this, we're not just doing CFD aerodynamic simulations or wind tunnel testing. We're also doing structural finite element modeling stiffness and weight calculations as part of our process. And so in every step when we come up with a new solution aerodynamically, we're always then doing the stiffness to weight to aerodynamic calculation so that we come up with the best compromise. And in the end, this is a constant exchange with the customer, in this case Canyon, that together we gravitate towards the best solution, the fastest solution, which satisfies the targets as best possible when it comes to aerodynamics, stiffness, and weight. We're literally using all of the tools at our disposition in our engineering team when we're developing a project like this. And I think ultimately the performance of the new Canyon track bike spoke for itself. It won. Yeah. So I think it's a great baptism and for this product. And once again, gold medals, world championships, We can't really ask for more than that. And well done to Canyon and the Canyon team for bringing such a great product to the market once again.
I think not many people know that. We're working together with different cycling brands for a long time now. And as you mentioned before, that nearly all of the bikes from Canyon are optimized by us aerodynamically, but not only aerodynamically optimized. And I think there's much more to come. It's track cycling, road cycling, triathlon, cockpits, research and development. So it seems like wheels are our first and our main product that you can actually buy in our online shop. But they are more like a tip of the iceberg of the knowledge we can provide into the industry. Can you give us a short summary of what we can provide to our partners?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once again, just to reiterate to our listeners and our followers, I mean, Swisside is primarily a research and development company its heavy point in performance engineering. So that's aerodynamics, that's structural optimization, that's performance simulation. So we can sort of delve into those things. Over 50% of what we do at Swisside is consulting, doing development together in collaboration with other brands. Our biggest partners, DT Swiss, of course, on the wheel front, helping them and us develop the fastest wheels on the planet. But then Canyon, developing the bikes we've done in the past, Van Rysel, Decathlon Group, a lot of work doing together with them. We've seen recently the release of the new Van Rysel XCR time trial bike, the new RCR road
the bikes are awesome.
There are some amazing bikes that are going to be seen in the world tour next year. So, we have our finger in a lot of places where there's performance engineering development required in the cycling industry. And as you mentioned, we're literally implicated from the head all the way down to the tires. Let's start at the head. We've done helmet development for many years. Rudy Project, a whole range of Rudy Project helmets that are on the market have been developed in collaboration with us in one way or another. Ecoy helmets, these helmets are used in the World Tour. They're used in triathlon. They're used in road cycling in general. So a lot of helmet development. Of course, suits. We talked about suits in the last podcast. We've done a lot of suit development for other brands, but also specific development for pro athletes. Of course, we've recently released our own textiles product in the form of the new Swisside Aero Calf Sleeves. That's our first step with a Swisside product, 100% developed and produced by Swisside, which is a great project there. Of course, the bikes, we mentioned them before. The wheels, no need to talk more about those. We've been doing some shoe development recently, which has been very interesting, aerodynamics of shoes. Cockpits we talked about in the last podcast. So, the whole front end of the bike and the rider-bike integration and how to get the most out of the whole system. And then all the way down to the tires. I mean, we've been developing tires, special tires, aerodynamic tires. And again, once again, a tire is not just all about aerodynamics. It's about rolling resistance. It's about puncture resistance. So, we've been working with a bunch of partners developing some pretty cool new products, which will, come to the market sometime soon. There'll be some people may have read some patents that have been published on the market that gives you a first flavor. The press has already published some of that, so I can, can mention those. So, Swisside's involved in equipment development from head to tire, so to speak. But then also one final note is it's not just about the equipment development. I mentioned before our performance simulation. So actually the first place we start is doing simulation. So we take, for example, an Ironman course and we say, okay, what happens if we take Patrick Lange on this Ironman course with his power profile and what happens if we increase the weight by a kilo or decrease the weight by the kilo? What happens if we increase the aerodynamic drag by 1% or reduce it by 1%? And we look at the effect of rolling resistance. We look at the effect of the wind. We look at all of the effect of any parameter that can play a role in the time to cover that course. Yep. And like this, we can do these simulations. We have some really complex simulation tools that are very, very accurate, where we can calculate the time over a course with any change in any of these, say, performance parameters. And like this, we can understand where you get the most performance. So, for example, on Patrick Lange, if we make his bike or his system 1 kilo heavier, he's only going to lose about 23 seconds on 180 kilometers on the bike course in Kona, right? So we know that if we can do some good aerodynamic savings, even if they cost weight, it's a no-brainer. The aerodynamics is always going to win. Mm. So when you understand which parameters, weight, stiffness, aerodynamic drag, rolling resistance, which play which role in terms of the hierarchy of achieving the fastest times in the course, you can dedicate your research and development and your efforts into the right directions. And this performance simulation is actually a service that we provide to many brands as part of our consulting services to help them understand how they make the fastest product. As I said before, with the Canyon bikes, you know, what is the right balance between stiffness and weight? You know, can we add weight? Is it important that an aero bike is on the 6.8 kilo UCI limit? No, it's not, because the aero is a lot more efficient in terms of going faster if you invest a couple of hundred grams to get there. So that's why these aero bikes aren't on the UCI limit, and they don't need to be, because actually the weight plays a smaller role than a lot of people think. So we help our customers understand that, and it can, you know, go to the point, for example, we've worked with Team Ineos over the years in the World Tour side of things, and, you know, we developed something for them called the Virtual Pit Wall, which is a performance simulation tool that allows them to do pacing strategies or do analysis of a certain course to make the decisions. You know, do they take an aero bike today? Do they take a lightweight bike? Which wheels do they use? So, again, we develop tools and provide these simulation services to allow our partners to better understand the problem and how to be faster.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's sort of Swisside, if we put it in a nutshell, is a Swisside performance engineering consulting services.
And that's a lot. That's really a lot. Can we have a look in the future? Do you think that there will be anytime soon, let's say in triathlon maybe, or also in road cycling, that riders are riding different types of setups and especially frames and bikes for different races? So actually it is like that one rider gets one bike in the start of the season and rides this bike throughout the whole season. Only in road cycling you get the TT bike and road bike, of course. But in triathlon, you get normally the TT bike and ride all the races. But will there be in the future maybe something like this?
I mean, we already see it to a certain degree. So for certain races where it's very hilly or it's very windy, or there are very high speed, say, exposed descents where you can get big wind gusts, you already change the wheels that you run. So, for example, Embruman or Ironman Nice, or, you know, we saw in the Ironman Nice World Championships, 70.3 World Championships last year, a number of riders switched to a road bike with time trial extensions, with deeper section wheels, but they weren't time trial bikes. So we see this to a degree, and this is all driven by this kind of analysis. Jumping back to road cycling, you see it with the top World Tour teams already. Different riders are riding different bikes on the same stages. So depending on the rider's role, some of the domestiques will be riding an aero bike even on a hilly stage, because their job is to do breakaways, to shut down attacks, to provide shelter to the guy behind. And the leader, who's possibly or normally most likely a climber, is taken to the bottom of the climb where they're going to make the difference, and they might have, for example, the lightweight climbing bike, because the stage is going to be decided strategically on that final climb with an uphill finish. So you already see within a team different riders using different bikes for this reason. Coming back to triathlon, you know, there's the topic, we get a lot of questions this year, Ironman Nice. So the world championship race for the men is being held on the Nice course. And, you know, the question is, okay, is it a road bike course or is it a time trial bike course? And it's an interesting topic.
Because it has sorry, don't want to interrupt.
I mean,
just wanted to say that there's 2,200 meters of elevation gain in this 180 kilometer.
Exactly. And there are some steep climbs and there are also some sort of higher speed descents. So all of these things start to play a role and people ask the question, do we ride a road bike? Now, so what we've done at Swisside is with our key athletes, we put them in the wind tunnel with both road and TT bike. It's very important because we also, first of all, we need to know the aerodynamic difference between the setups on the road bike and the setups on the TT bike. Then it's different from rider to rider. The lighter the rider, the lower the overall system weight and the bigger the impact that the weight difference has. The bigger riders who are bigger anyway, who have an overall higher system weight, the effective weight has a smaller impact also because they have more power. So for the bigger riders, actually, you would see them riding a TT bike. For the lighter weight riders, maybe not. A road bike comes into question. And we are starting to see this. You know, we call this equipment intelligence, but you need to do these kind of simulations and you need really detailed information from the riders. So, you know, we need their aerodynamics on both bikes, their CDA, their, you know, aerodynamic drag coefficients. We need the system weights of both riders. We even need, for example, to know how well they can descend on each bike. Are they faster on the descent on a road bike, or can they descend just as quickly on the TT bike? All of these things play a role, and all of these factors we can plug into our simulation tool to figure out what's the fastest overall setup. So I think, as you know, in World Tour cycling, the big teams are super, super intelligent. They're investing a lot of time and effort and money in this kind of simulations to make sure they have the right setups with the right equipment and the right strategies for each day. And we're seeing this come across now to triathlon as well. We're seeing, you know, pacing strategies. We're seeing people doing specific bike setups for specific races. A long answer to a simple question. Yes, I think as we move forward in triathlon, we're going to see more and more, you know, different setups ridden by different riders on the same course because of what's fastest for them. But there's quite a lot of work that needs to go into to finding that setup. And you can very easily make the wrong setup choice, which can, unfortunately, in an Ironman or a long-distance triathlon, cost you many minutes if you get it wrong. So it's, it's a really interesting topic.
Yeah, and that's where the circle is closing, because Swisside's providing 360 of all of these specific needs. So like 360 degree services, like you said, from head to toe. And
absolutely.
Yeah, that's so cool, because
and with our top pro athletes, we also provide these insights. We do simulations for some of them to figure out what the best setup is for specific races. And as I said, in particular for Ironman Nice, we're advising certain athletes on what the right setup is. And it's interesting because for different athletes, there are different solutions. So in Ironman Nice this year, you will see different solutions with different athletes.
Yeah, some of them ride road bikes and TT bikes, and we're looking forward to see the race. It's going to be a really, really great one, I guess. What can we expect from Swisside in the future in case of knowledge and services we provide?
Yeah, look, we continue to provide all these sorts of services. Step by step, we're making internal decisions and you know, what can we bring to our end consumers so that they can also benefit from this type of services that we bring. We will bring more in the future. You've seen already this year starting to bring the textile products, the cockpits. So
yeah.
Step by step, there's more coming through as we grow as a brand. However, the important thing to say is I think at Swisside we're really good at knowing what we're good at, and we're good at knowing what we're not good at. We are really good as a research and development company, and that is our strength, and that's mm-hmm. what we offer both for our own products but also for the cycling industry and to our key partners in the industry. What we're not is a mass production company. You know, we're not good at managing supply chains, logistics, and all of this sort of thing. And so that's mm-hmm. also not something we want to get into. So, for example, with our wheels, we're very lucky to work together with DT Swiss, and you know they produce all of our wheels. So, you know, we're involved in the design and development of those wheels. But the mass production and the quality and the reliability of that product comes entirely through DT Swiss, and we're very thankful to them for that partnership. And for example, you know, with the looping back to the initial topic of this podcast, to the Canyon track bike. You know, we did produce the wheels entirely for Canyon, and it was originally a discussion point with Canyon that we should continue to be the mass producer for those wheels, but that was quite simply something I and we here at Swisside did not want to do, because that's not where we add the most value to our partners, and also it's not what we enjoy doing. So, you know, our strength isn't mass production and managing a supply chain and managing quality control issues and all of that sort of stuff. So in that particular case, you know, we did the engineering development, kept in all the key partners like DT Swiss for the hubs heavily involved. And when the product was finished, we've handed it over to Canyon, and you know, Canyon is now taking that product forward as a Canyon product. That's our place in the industry. And so, yeah, in terms of what's coming in the future from Swisside, we're certainly bringing great new products, but almost always in collaboration with key partners so that we can focus on doing what we do best, which is research and development to help the cycling industry be faster and bring real performing products and not just marketing, blah, blah.
It's all about innovation, and I guess, and not only on to the next one, but also on to the new one, I guess.
Absolutely.
Nice. So if you have any questions about the services Swisside is providing to all of the partners and the knowledge we have in research and development and all of the products we were talked about in this podcast, just head over to our website, check out our social medias, even have a look at our YouTube. I think we will produce much more videos in the future. And we are done with this episode, I guess. It's a wrap. If you have anything to add there, just let me know.
All good. Thank you, everyone, for listening and following Swisside. And the great thing that you can know is if Swisside's been involved in a project with Canyon or Van Rysel or DT Swiss, you know what you're going to get is a absolute high performance product that's been properly engineered and innovated from the ground up. So that's what we like to do, and hopefully that makes your experience riding your bikes and following your passion of cycling or triathlon that little bit better. So thank you for following, and thank you for supporting the brands that are supporting us to make your life more fun and faster.